listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace this day, from God who creates us, from Jesus who redeems us and forgives us, for the Holy Spirit who walks with us even now. Amen. I got a voicemail message this week on Wednesday from a good friend of mine from college, Edgar. And I hadn't talked to Edgar for a long time. I still haven't actually talked to him. I just got this voice message. And it went a little something like this. Hey, Dan, how you doing, buddy? It's been a long time. Things are good here, you know, first world. I got first world problems. Can't complain, first world problems. And then he goes on to share a little bit more about what's going on in their lives. But I've been chuckling and thinking about his little check-in all week. Things are good, you know, first world. I got first world problems. I think about it as we come back to this wonderful story about Zacchaeus up in the tree. I think it helps to come at this from Edgar's angle, from the first world. In other words, it helps to start by realizing that we're up in the tree also, with Zacchaeus. First world problems. We can't get a nice enough view. Some of you know that we've been doing some painting in our house this week. And I can't think of a better example of first world problems. I mean, I'm stressed out about this, and maybe you've been there before too. You got to pick the right color, right? And you don't want to buy the paint and come home and put it on your wall and then not like the color, which we've experienced also. First world problems. Is this really a matter of survival, a matter of getting clean water and good health care and enough to eat? These are first world problems. We're up there with Zacchaeus' friends, looking down on the rest. Maybe we haven't intentionally defrauded anyone, quite like that dirty little tax collector, Zacchaeus, but we're all broken sinners. And those of us in the first world have certainly, if we're honest, squandered more than our fair share of resources over and against our neighbors, sometimes knowingly and sometimes unknowingly. I remember when I learned what my carbon footprint was just eating a hamburger. Maybe you've seen those kinds of statistics, much less driving a car or flying in an airplane. We've all defrauded or cut ourselves off from the rest. As Nancy read in the first lesson, we all have blood on our hands. Sometimes we're pretending not to see that, and sometimes we just don't care. Who would have thought that falling short of the glory of God meant climbing high? But we've got a perfect visual of that in our gospel text this day with little Zacchaeus climbing up. And not only are we separated and isolated from other parts of the world, we're separated from each other. We know we need each other. I mean, it's in our DNA that we need one another. We know we're meant to be together, but we still want to climb that tree. So we've tried to get both, climb the tree and still be connected. I think we've invented things like the internet and Facebook so that we can still have it all. We can be up in the glorious treehouse with the great view of the world, and we have the connection too. But of course, that's not a real connection. Of course, that's not sitting across the table from one another, sharing a meal. It's a pretty good view from up there, though, in the tree. That is, until Jesus comes walking into town, stops at the foot of our tree, and then the view gets even better. Sisters and brothers, God didn't create us to live up above the rest or apart from one another, isolated. God made us for community, both in our neighborhoods and across our globe. Community is at the heart of this gospel passage for today. Zacchaeus ultimately is being restored to the community. And that restoration of community is at the heart of this word salvation in this passage. Salvation has come to this house today, Jesus says to Zacchaeus. Even with all our defrauding one another and grumbling about each other, whether you're in the tree with Zacchaeus or on the ground grumbling about the Zacchaeuses up in the tree, even with all that, we are meant to be together. God made us for community. Sisters and brothers in Christ, Jesus walks up to our trees this day, looks up at us, and calls us down to get down, like Micah said. Get down out of there. Each one of us. We can all get caught up there, not just because of our first world problems, but because of our human problems, our pride, our self-centeredness, and our fear. We can go and retreat up there in the tree. Want to live out our days there, but Jesus walks up to our tree and says, come down. What are you doing up there? What are you doing locked up there apart from the neighborhood? What are you doing walking on one another? Come down from there. And Jesus gently calls us down, not with a lecture about wealth and poverty or a guilt trip about our first world problems. Jesus gently calls us down with another surprise, something we didn't see coming, the self-invite. Biblically sanctioned intrusion. Just when you thought you might be barging in on a friend if you just show up without announcing, here it is in the Bible. I'm coming to your house today, Jesus says. Didn't see that one coming. It's kind of like at the end of the Gospel of John, if you remember that story, but Jesus says to the disciples, after the resurrection, I mean, he's defeated death, and he says, do you have anything to eat? Didn't see that one coming. Our Lord lovingly intrudes, and in so doing empowers even the most unlikely of characters, like the tax man, like you and like me. All of us called out, called down, called back to the earth. The story is quite amazing, because if you notice the order of the story here, what happens when? Jesus doesn't offer forgiveness and salvation, and then Zacchaeus comes down and invites Jesus over to celebrate. Jesus invites himself over first. That's the first thing that happens. Come down. I'm coming to your house today. And then Zacchaeus makes this incredible statement. Half of my possessions, Lord. Did you get that? Half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And anyone I've defrauded, I'll pay back. Did you hear how many times? Four times as much. Jesus didn't ask for any of that. But Zacchaeus just couldn't help himself. Zacchaeus had been flung by God's grace out of that tree and just went crashing into a new life of radical generosity. And that's when Jesus says, salvation has come to this house. Salvation. Zacchaeus has been restored to the community. He's come back to earth. Praise God. Let's have a party. Unlike you and me, who generally don't go around inviting ourselves into each other's homes unannounced. Jesus is so bold, sisters and brothers in Christ. Jesus is so bold. Jesus invites himself into our homes, and I don't know about you, but my home's a mess right now, especially in the middle of our painting projects. The last person I want to invite over is Jesus, but we don't have to invite Jesus, and we don't get to invite Jesus. Jesus just shows up. He invites himself. This is where I don't understand that language of some who say, all you have to do is invite Jesus into your heart. Jesus invites himself into your heart. You don't have a say in it. Jesus comes into our worlds and into our homes and into our hearts. And as a result, everything changes. It's grace that turns our lives around, not guilt or shame about our first world lifestyles. It's love that changes our ways, not lectures about our self-centeredness and isolationism. Do you see? It's grace. It's love that brings us down, that brings us back to the community to share all that we have. Salvation comes to your house this day. Sisters and brothers in Christ, as the bread and the wine intrude, as the rainwaters of our baptism cause us to slip right out of the trees of our self-congratulatory exploits and carry us back down to the muddy village. Community is hard. It's not easy living together. But this is where we are meant to be, and that is how God has made us, to be together. It was a bird's eye view of Jesus up in that tree. It was a bird's eye view. But now we're sharing a meal with him. Now we're across the table from him, and we're across the table from one another too. And now everything changes. Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.